salatu ve selamu aleyhi ya Resulallah, Allah, please send your most cherished and beautiful and special peace and blessings and shower our Master Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the family of Muhammad and the community of Muhammad, all the prophets and messengers and the mothers of the faithful and the and your great friends and all the righteous and all the clear-seeing ones and all the mystic ones and all the bewildered ones. And, send your peace and blessings upon all of creation for the sake, O Allah, for you have brought forth creation for this sake. So, alhamdulillah. So this is, I can never choose between one and the other when I open to two pages. Both as equally beautiful and as equally instructive. But the first one where my eye fell, you will never be veiled from me again, about 66 from the 101 volumes. Allah, may he be exalted and magnified, will address the people of paradise. I now manifest to you by unveiling my essential face. Praise me and enter my abode in perfect peace and perfect certainty. You will never be veiled from me again. MashaAllah. This Chabad is part of the oral tradition recorded by the sage An-Nakash. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So one of the, first of all, I have to forgive and ask forgiveness from Allah and from all of you for even speaking on this Juma. For, how can we speak when the one alone is the knower and the one who speaks all and tells all? Maybe we, though, ask for our heart to be connected to you, Allah, so that something of your truth comes into our hearts and onto our tongues and into our minds and bodies and lives. Because one of the qualities of paradise that we're told about is that it doesn't diminish. And this is something of the earth that we know makes us grieve, because we things are always appearing and then disappearing and happening and not happening and flourishing and decaying and good for us and then not good for us. So even something that's good for us, but if we take too much of it or have too much of it, it's no longer good for us. And so the earth has so many limits, and one of the things that we learn here is limit, because the soul is boundless. It's a boundless light. Light can ever expand. And so the relationships of light is more the merging of light within light. It's not a physical body which comes and attains the place of another physical body, and then there's no room. You're either this or you're that. You are inside or you are outside. You are there or you are not there. So these are very hard lessons for the soul. And we know that children, they come, and they're so expansive. And as they're infants and babies, they carry that open space and pure beauty and presence within them. And it's so beautiful and intoxicating to be with an infant. And, all they need is to be held and to have the mother's milk or the food. But then as they grow, they begin to learn those hard lessons about the earth and limits and what you can do and what you can't do. And so, and this is, this is the Sharia, really. The Sharia, part of the Sharia. Part of the Sharia is the borders, the limits. But in paradise, that doesn't exist. that paradise is the, either we could see it as a continuous state of bliss or even an ever deepening state of bliss, as in the Surah Rahman, where in the last part of the surah, it speaks of the gardens, of the green gardens, and they become ever deeper and deeper and deeper green. So that is a sign for us that we go into ever increasing depths of nearness and mystery and beauty and divine intoxication. So our, the mind cannot hold that, really. We, you know, if you think it, we can't, we don't really, the mind really doesn't think that's possible. If we go now and look at our mind, what our mind is saying, well, you know, maybe 3 levels, 4, maybe 7 levels, well, maybe 99, at the most beyond that, we can't even fathom it. It doesn't fathom. So, this is where the light of faith, so this is where the heart, which is not bounded by the earth. And so part of the Sufi path is to distinguish the heart from the mind, you know, and the heart from the limited desires that are provoked in us by the human body. But all of this is necessary. None of it is bad. None of it is negative. It just needs the balance. It needs the teaching. It needs the work. But how beautiful to taste, and on this day of Jumu'ah, which is a day, you know, the face of paradise, alhamdulillah, this boundlessness and this unendingness, so that the heart can, you know, it's like sinking into an ocean of delight, so the heart can rejoice. This is why we come to zikr, to be nourished, nourish our hearts. We're not necessarily coming to nourish our minds. That's important too in another way, but it has to be, of course, guided by the heart. And the gnosis, the real knowing, must come from the heart. So when Allah says, you know, you will never be veiled from me again. I mean, if we really believe that and know that, that in itself is enough to put us into a state of intoxication. So let's feel that we will attain a time and a station where Allah will never turn away from us, where we will never feel, even though Allah doesn't turn away, but we receive, you know, one divine name after another, and they're not all as pleasant. So that's what we feel when we're in separation. It's a certain divine attribute that is there. But Allah is just as near. It's a paradox. And those who can really feel the nearness of Allah are those who are completely submitted to the point of saying, if my beloved desires union, I desire union. If my beloved desires separation, I desire separation. That's amazing. May we attain that. May Allah view the boundless, the infinitely generous one. May He grant us that level, that we so adore you, and we adore whatever you adore, and we desire what you desire, and we do not desire what you do not desire. I mean, so I will read the other one, even though that one feels very complete and full. Allah the Sublime and Majestic proclaims, and this one is called "It Will Remain Full Eternally." So it sounds also somehow in a similar subject. Allah the Sublime and Majestic proclaims, O children of Adam, never fear lack of sustenance, as long as my treasury is full, and it will remain full eternally. This Chabad appears in the collection of the sage Arabad. O children of Adam, never fear lack of sustenance, as long as my treasury is full, and it will remain full internally. So this is more the earthly state, but this is a very, but this is Allah calling us to that high level in the earthly state, where we move from fear and from feeling that, you know, things can lack, because we've experienced lack, but we think maybe the lack is in the source. It's not in the source. The lack is only an apparent lack, and it's really a teaching to us. So we know at times like that, when we feel something is falling short, or that we're afraid that we would miss something. It can be all kinds of things. It can be missing love, it can be missing food, it can be missing sufficient funds to, you know, continue our life, all kinds of things. But those are times when our heart is called upon to respond with trust. So they're teaching times and very fruitful times. And inshallah, the way to be in those is simply to turn to Allah and prostrate and to give one's entire trust to Allah. And, you know, we speak to Allah, we ask for Allah, and we entrust ourselves. So Allah is always rich, and Allah can always provide for us, and Allah always does provide for us. So that's another level. Do you not see that there are all these different levels of seeing? And clear seeing is mentioned. So if we can really see that Allah is always providing for us, and not only is Allah always providing, Allah is always providing the very best sustenance that we need. Now that is a very radical thought. Because when our mind is constantly doing the accounting, you know, or our fears of doing the accounting, we'll never have enough. But, you know, or we might have enough momentarily and then the next moment we don't. Or even if we have enough, our mind will race into the future. I have that problem. You know, and then we'll project and we'll say, oh no, I'm not gonna, it's going to all, you know, come down or something like that. But to be right here and to say moment by moment that we could not have a better provider and we could not have better sustenance moment by moment. So that's very interesting. But that again harks back to us too, because what are we giving ourselves as sustenance? So sustenance is not, you know, Allah says, I provide for you, bless you, from the heavens and the earth, you know, is your sustenance, and in the heaven is your sustenance. But we also provide our own sustenance. So what are we thinking? Where are we turning our gaze? What are we speaking? All of this is sustenance to ourselves. Every word we say is actually sustenance that we provide ourselves. Ultimately, of course, it's only Allah. But again, on a certain level, it's ourselves. So let's first realize each level clearly. So we must provide the best of our own sustenance that we have given. And through the prophets and messengers, Allah has sent the best sustenance to humanity for our nourishment and for our growth and development and happiness. And so we must take that sustenance. It's as though if it were set, if we could actually visualize, if it would take material form, you know, all the teachings of all the prophets and the holy books and sacred paths were sent to humanity, it would be just, we would see ourselves in paradise. It would be such a flourishing garden of fruits and meats and drinks and everything for us. So, inshallah, may we be hungry for it. That's another thing. We have to be hungry to eat at that longer table. Inshallah, may Allah please increase us in hunger. So I realized I started with the hadith, And maybe I'll go then from the Hadith to the Quran. Let's see. I'm not going to make it to Roman though. So this is where my eye fell. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, again, there are two with a beautiful, beautiful meaning. Proclaim with great power that your Lord is infinitely generous, revealing and teaching with a divine pen profound mysteries that the human mind could never discover. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Proclaim with great power that your Lord is infinitely generous, revealing and teaching with a divine pen profound mysteries that the human mind could never discover. Alhamdulillah. So this is the infinite generosity of Allah. This is the providing the razaq of teaching and guidance and wisdom, and that we could never bring ourselves. And it's so interesting, because when we, you know, I said just now that we bring sustenance to ourselves, of course, but that sustenance is only really what's already been provided for us. So that's the image of the banquet table. And here it's the images that the divine pen, the logos, the original Nur Muhammad, reveals the mysteries and the praises that delight and nourish the heart. So this is our sustenance. This is when Allah says, I provide you sustenance from the heaven, and your sustenance is in the heavens. This is this. And then, of course, the earth is our physical sustenance. So we can never do this ourselves, but we can do, in a way, the image would be to bring it to our mouth. So we're sitting at the banquet table of Allah and the prophets and the peers, and what we can do is to bring that sustenance to our mouth and to digest it and to then become it, to embody it. Inshallah. Alhamdulillah.